You're listening to The Liberty Beat, your daily source for Liberty news and activist updates. Online at thelibertybeat.com. John Bush here with your Liberty Beat for April 5th, 2013. Gold opened today at $1,564, silver at $27.13, and Bitcoin is trading at $138. Today's edition of the Liberty Beat is sponsored in part by tomorrowsmealstoday.com. South Austin Market Days every Saturday from 3 to 7 p.m. at 10106 Manchac Road. And by Silver Circle Movie. Special screening Thursday, April 18th at Flicks Brewhouse in Round Rock, Texas. Information at silvercirclemovie.com. And now the news. Government documents obtained by the Partnership for Civil Justice Fund through its FOIA records request reveal that the Department of Homeland Security, an agency created after the September 11th attacks under the rubric of combating terrorism, conducts daily monitoring of peaceful, lawful protests as a matter of policy, functioning as a secret political police force against people participating in lawful, peaceful free speech activity. The heavily redacted documents show that the DHS Threat Management Division, directed by regional intelligence analysts to provide daily intelligence briefings that include a category on reporting on peaceful activist demonstrations along with domestic terrorist activity. The state of Maryland's Watershed Protection and Restoration Program passed the legislature last year mandating Howard County residents to pay an annual fee of $105 for stormwater management. The state and local governments, along with volunteer fire companies, will remain exempt from this fee. The county expects to raise around $130 million over the next 5 years to pay for stormwater restoration projects. Taxes on naturally occurring elements continue to be imposed on citizens around the country. The International Dairy Foods Administration and the National Milk Producers Federation have filed a petition asking the FDA to approve the addition of chemical sweeteners, aspartame, and sucralose to the ingredients of milk. These new additions would essentially change the definition of milk and would not require labeling. Other dairy products such as yogurt, eggnog, and whipping cream would also be included. Support for the Liberty Beat comes from PureRainUSA.com, chemical and fluoride-free bottled water available at Whole Foods and Central Market, and by Central Texas Gunworks, self-defense training, CHL courses, and firearm sales, online at CentralTexasGunworks.com. This is the Liberty Beat for April 5th, 2013. Like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheLibertyBeat.
Talking about his brand new mission. Liked his plans, but they came undone when he got around to God and guns. I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man.
All right, everybody, we're back on the God and Guns radio show. Today is April 6, 2013, and it's spring. Beautiful weather here in Texas today. I've got a special guest on today. If you've been following me on Facebook, I've got a very special guest on today, and I'm fixing to announce him. He's been on here before. One of my very first shows he was on with me. But we're going to really crack some foundations today, some lies that Satan has been putting out there. And I've kind of decided to move in a different direction. Instead of every week reading the Luke 22:35-38, when we're going to cover gun issues, I will read that, but I'm going to read scripture that will cover the issue that we're talking about on whatever show I'm doing that currently. So this scripture today it's a very short scripture, and it's in Psalms 11, verse 3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Well, think about that, everybody. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? So with that, I'm going to announce my guest, and we're going to bring him up here in just a minute. His name is Pastor Joey Foss, and this is his bio. He was born in Columbia, South Carolina. For part of his childhood, he lived in the rural Blythewood, South Carolina area, where many of his forefathers on his father's side were members of some of the oldest Baptist churches in the state, Sandy Level Baptist Church, etc. He is a descendant of the Edwards family through his grandmother on his mother's side. He has seen firsthand, now his bio is a lot longer than this, but I've just picked the parts that are going to go along with what we're doing today on the show. He has seen firsthand the famine of the true fear of the Lord in these perilous times. This has moved him to author the Rod, God, Will God Spare It, in 2003. This book reveals how the devil has tricked many Christians away from fearing God and seeking true holiness. In 2011, Foss has authored his second major book, which is the book we're going to go over today, titled The Word of God, The Word, God Will Keep It. It documents how Satan has deceived many Christians into believing that we do not have an infallible Bible today. This is the title of the book, and I'm going to read the back of it. There's a little narrative on the back, and I'm going to read that, and then we're going to read one more thing, and I'm going to bring my guest on. It's called The Word, God Will Keep It, The 400-Year History of the King James Bible Only Movement. This book takes you on a journey through the past four centuries to behold the vast numbers of Christians that believe that the King James Bible is the infallible, preserved Word of God. Many of these Christians also warn future generations of the terrible consequences that would arise as a result of forsaking His Holy Bible, consequences that our age has seen come to pass. This book also exposes a web of occultists and false teachers outside as well as inside Christian churches that have worked to overthrow the faith of multitudes in the King James Bible. He has also written one other book, which is available on fundamentalbooks.com, and it's called Not the End of the World, A Defense of Biblical Literalism. So if you want to get any of these three books I just named off, you can go to fundamentalbooks.com. Now, I'm reading his book right now, The Word, God Will Keep It, and is a very good book, and I've actually started to read this book a couple of times and didn't understand what I was reading, but you know, the closer, the more obedient you get to God, the more God will open up His Word to you. So this is going to go along with what we're going to talk about today, and this is on page 19 of his book, The Word, God Will Keep It. And it's called The Devil's Foundational Lies. Satan in the Garden of Eden tempted Eve with two foundational lies before deceiving her with the final lie that she and her husband shall be as gods. His second lie removed her fear of the Lord. Genesis 3:4. And the serpent said unto the woman, "You shall not surely die." This modern age has succumbed to these same lies. There is little fear of God in our culture or even in many churches. But before Satan deceived Eve about the fear of the Lord, he first removed her certainty in the Word of God. Genesis 3:1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, "Yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden." Once Satan had shaken the faith of millions in the Word of God, so much so that many prominent Christian leaders embraced the new claims, he began to remove the fear of God from the land. With that, I'm going to bring my guest on. It's Pastor Joey Foss. He's my pastor, and he's pastor of Kingdom Baptist Church. And you can also go to the website and learn more about the church. It's kingdombaptist.org. But Pastor Joey, why don't you come on, introduce yourself, and we'll go from there.
Well, Brother Larry, it's good to be with you today, and thank you for that introduction. And what we have here, we have problems in our land today. We have many looking at these problems and wondering, what can we do? Why are pastors so effeminate? Why are people compromising? And what we need to realize is our forefathers predicted that when the foundations are destroyed, just as the Bible says, what can the righteous do? Well, the only thing we can do is restore the foundation. And all throughout the Bible, he calls righteous men to be repairers of the breach, restorer of paths to dwell in. But there's one problem, Brother Larry. When we begin to repair the foundations, we're going to be attacked. And you're going to have a resistance from Satan. And we see that in the book of Nehemiah, where they tried to restore the foundations, and Sanballat and all of these enemies of God came out to try to hinder the work. But we need to understand that we must get to the root of the matter. And the devil, in Genesis 3, when he deceived Eve, he removed the foundations, and she was set up for his deception and for the fall. And the first thing he did was say, "Hath God said." And when they removed the King James Bible from our culture and said, you must go to the original Greek, and people do not understand the men behind the new translations. I documented in my book, these were occult men who were playing with seances and talking to spirits. And the spirits of these spiritists, these occult men, had always wanted a Bible, but they wanted a Bible that the people would accept. And these new translations are put out by men that did not believe in the certainty of the Word of God. They did not believe in what we call traditional Christianity. They were liberals, and they were members of occult societies. And I document this, and we will go through some of it today. But people say, well, what are the differences between these new versions and the King James Bible? They think it's just thou and ye and thee. But as you will see, the Bible teaches infallibility, certainty. And as we go through the new versions, they bring mysticism, a new Christianized mysticism. And everywhere the King James Bible speaks of infallibility, it's removed from the new versions. For example, the King James Bible says that he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. The NIV says convincing proofs. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 6, the King James Bible, it is certain. The NIV says, oh, there's no certainty there at all. The King James Bible in Proverbs 22 says that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth. But the NIV says, teaching you to be honest and speak the truth. I mean, over and over and over, anywhere there is anything to do with surety or reason, like the King James Bible says that we might be saved from unreasonable men, that is moved from the new translations. And over and over and over, and I document dozens of these in my book, and I also show that the very heart of occultism is this mysticism where you deny your rational mind, you deny reason, and you open yourself up to the spirit world. Well, with that, look at the writers of these new translations in their forewords and in their defense of these translations. They say, well, these King James-only people, they want certainty. But there's no certainty. We have an infallible Jesus, but we don't have an infallible Bible. Now, to get to the point, Brother Larry, our problem is today, when you go out on the streets, and we've been on the streets of Fort Worth and other cities for over 20 years, every single weekend, and when you deal with the people, when you bring up something from the Word of God, the first thing, 9 times out of 10, they will say is, well, how do you know that's the Word of God? With all these new translations out here, you have to go to the original Greek and Hebrew, and who knows what those things mean, and et cetera, et cetera. So we have moral relativism in this country, and until we get back to thus saith the Lord and restore faith in this King James Bible, we're going to have problems, and we're going to continue to have people with no backbone. And this is why I wrote this book, The Word God Will Keep It. And I show for 400 years there have been men and women who have believed in the inspiration of this. They have did a mighty work of restoring the truth in the international language of end times.
All right. Well, that we lost you, Jared, for just a second. I think we missed about 2 seconds of it, but that's all right. We still caught everything on that. And we still got a little bit more time. So if you want to continue on, Pastor, go ahead.
Well, we have the Bible in Greek that was written in the international language of that day. The Roman Empire controlled the world, and God put the Bible in the international language of that empire, which was Greek. Everybody didn't speak Greek, but it was the international language of the time. And God, as we see in Jeremiah 36, when a wicked king tore up the words of Jeremiah that he was to give to the king, God was able to restore what the king destroyed. And we see that when people try to destroy the Bible during the Dark Ages, when Greek is no longer the international language and English now is arising as the international language of these last days, God has been able to bring us the Word of God. It's not a new inspiration. It is simply a preservation of His original Word. And that is the one thing that people cannot stand. God says He will preserve His words. He will keep them from the wicked people that try to corrupt it. And that's what He has done down through the ages. He restores His Word. He preserves it. And we have it today.
Amen. Pastor Joey, when we come back on the other side of this break, I want you to start getting into this lie that's going on about only the original Greek and Hebrew. That's the only way to know the true Word of God. And we'll talk about these people who've done these supposed original Greek and Hebrew dictionaries that are available out there for everybody to buy today. We'll be right back after this on the Logos Radio Network.
To you I'll tell, MSGs and GMO really ain't the way to go. There's a better way I've seen, it's called Tangy Tangerine. And we're all drinking Tangy Tangerine, Tangy Tangerine, Tangy Tangerine. We're all drinking Tangy Tangerine.
Order Beyond Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products at LogosRadioNetwork.com by clicking on the Tangy Tangerine banner. Sign up as a preferred customer for wholesale prices or become a distributor and support LogosRadioNetwork.com. So what do you say, Elvis?
Thank you very much.
Are you being harassed by debt collectors with phone calls, letters, or even lawsuits? Stop debt collectors now with the Michael Maris Proven Method. Michael Maris has won 6 cases in federal court against debt collectors, and now you can win too. You'll get step-by-step instructions in plain English on how to win in court using federal civil rights statutes, what to do when contacted by phone, mail, or court summons, how to answer letters and phone calls, how to get debt collectors out of your credit report, how to turn the financial tables on them and make them pay you to go away. The Michael Maris Proven Method is the solution for how to stop debt collectors. Personal consultation is available as well. For more information, please visit ruleoflawradio.com and click on the blue Michael Maris banner or email michaelmaris@yahoo.com. That's ruleoflawradio.com or email michaelmiras@yahoo.com to learn how to stop debt collectors now.
You are listening to the Logos Radio Network. LogosRadioNetwork.com.
Late one night as I came home and saw the front door broken in, I grabbed my piece and went inside to see who lurks within. Face to face, my gun, the thief, and I. But man, you should have seen him run when I cocked that 45.
All All right, we're back on the God and Guns radio show, and we got Pastor Joey Faust. He's my pastor of Kingdom Baptist Church in Venus, Texas. You can go to kingdombaptist.org and find out more about the church. And if you want to pick up a copy of this book, go to fundamentalbooks.com, and you can get this book, the Word, God Will Keep It, or any of he's got two other books he's written. His newest one, Not the End of the World, a defense of biblical literalism, and The Rod, Will God Spare It? And we were talking about right before the break, we were fixing to go into how people today, they'll say, you know, you can only know the true word of God if you can only look at the original Greek and Hebrew. So we're actually going to start to address that. Pastor Foss, he addressed that in his book, and he's going to address some of this stuff that's going on with these people who wrote these supposed original Greek and Hebrew dictionaries. So go ahead, Pastor Joey.
Well, we have a scripture that's very important in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And the pastor there was, and we were also through this scripture taught, to bow in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of. There's that word again. But then it says, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. Now, Paul was plainly saying that Timothy was to stick with the inspired Scriptures, and that he was to know where certain doctrines were coming from, and to make sure they were arising from the Word of God and not from some evil source trying to disguise itself as an angel of light. And we know that in 1 Timothy, we are taught that in the last days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, I show in my book that the whole idea of going back to the originals, and that copies that God has blessed and preserved, if God was able to write the original Bible through men, then certainly he can preserve the Bible through men. And the God that is able to create this earth and create this universe and the stars and our soul can certainly preserve his word as he's promised, and he says he cannot lie. Well, a Roman Catholic arose who wanted you to have faith in the church, faith in the priesthood. So he began to write this idea that only the originals are close to the Word of God, and that you must go to the originals. Well, this was a people enslaved to the priests. So they did not have a final authority in the Word of God. They had to trust in the priesthood. Well, as we go down through the ages, the occultists also want to destroy your faith in the Word of God, and they want you to simply trust in the writings of men. And one of the greatest occultists was Manly P. Hall. And Manly P. Hall has been called the greatest cultist of all. And he wrote a book such as The Lost Keys of Freemasonry. He channeled the energies of Lucifer, and he tells us plainly that we have a way of conditioning, which was the same way of conditioning used by the Nazis. And he says that the occultists right now are using it and have been using it in the public schools. And he says our whole point is to, quote, make things right. We will have to undo much that is cherished error. The problem of revising the Bible shows how difficult it is to do this. For the last 100 years, we have been trying to get out an edition of the Bible, but nobody wants it. What's wanted is the good old King James Version, every jot and tittle of it, because most people are convinced that God dictated the Bible to the King James in English. So he goes on to say the solution to the whole problem will be psychology. He says it should be an absolute requisite of education from the grammar school up, and they brought it into the seminary, see. They brought it into all institutions, and this psychology comes in and teaches this moral relativism. And Manly P. Hall says we're going to use these same techniques that the Nazis used We will begin at home, he says, with the small children and with the churches. Teaching the integrity of the religions of other peoples, we have to be conditioned. Now, he goes on to tell us that only the old manuscripts that these new Bible versions are based upon are true, and that you cannot trust the King James Bible. And he goes on to tell us plainly that the King James Version is rich with errors. And he says that the Codex Sinaiticus is a manuscript of the 4th century. Listen to what he says now. This is the greatest occultist, follower of Lucifer. Listen to what he says. This manuscript, Codex Sinaiticus, is one of the greatest books of the world. Now stop for a second. The King James Bible was replaced by Westcott and Hort, who were necromancy. They committed necromancy. They were spiritists. And Westcott and Hort were the ones that brought to the world this idea that we have to go back to Codex Sinaiticus and other similar manuscripts to get the better version of the Word of God. Well, the Satanists are telling us that they are happy because they believe that Codex Sinaiticus teaches their doctrine. And when you go back, these new so-called these old so-called manuscripts were actually written by Gnostic occult Christians. And Manly P. Hall basically says, although it was discovered long after the publication of the now universally accepted King James Version of the Bible, it is sufficiently important to justify considerable revision of our popular conception of scriptural writings. The point being, why are Satanists, Brother Larry, happy that we have replaced the King James Bible with the Codex Sinaiticus? Why are they happy that the King James Bible has been replaced in the eyes of many with these earlier so-called manuscripts? They're not earlier, they are just simply Gnostic manuscripts that were rejected by the Christians. Now, why are Satanists happy? Why is it that the NIV is published by the same companies that publish the Satanic Bible? What is the connection between the two? And I have another question. Why does Helena Blavatsky in Isis Unveiled, the great theosophist who had a magazine called Lucifer that Harry Potter is based upon, why does Madame Blavatsky, one of the greatest occult leaders in history, who claimed to be possessed by a spirit, who wrote Lucifer magazine, edited that magazine, why does she say in the King James Version as it stands translated, it has no resemblance whatever to the original? We need the Hebrew original. And all of these have to be considered as the inspired word of God. And as you go through Blavatsky, she tells you over and over that she is so happy with the revised version going to those Gnostic manuscripts because she believes the Gnostic manuscripts are not Christian manuscripts, they're occult manuscripts. And why is it that men that were on these translating committees, such as the revised version and the American Standard Version, which all the new Bible versions are based upon, why is it that those men, some of them, were members of Skull and Bones occult societies? Why is that? It's because the Satanists, the Luciferians, the New World Order people are excited because they're using this Bible issue to bring in a new world order. And if people think I'm reading into this, they need to understand that there was a man named Philip Schaff who died in 1893 who was the chairman of the American Standard Version Translating Committee. He was convinced that an ecumenical... So we can bring in a world church.
Pastor Joy, Let's go ahead and let's recap again here when we come back from the break, because we're coming up on the break, and you cut out there right at what you were saying there about the man who died in 1898. So when we come back, let's go ahead and retouch on that. Everybody, you want to call in? 512-646-1984.
Cell phones are an indispensable part of modern life. Nearly 90% of adults and 3/4 of teens now have one. But are cell phones really safe? I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht, and I'll be right back with the facts.
Google is watching you, recording everything you've ever searched for and creating a massive database of your personal information. That's creepy, but it doesn't have to be that way. Startpage.com is the world's most private search engine. Startpage.com doesn't store your IP address, make a record of your searches, or use tracking cookies, and they're third-party certified. If you don't like Big Brother spying on you, start over with Startpage. Great search results and total privacy. Startpage.com, the world's most private search engine.
Americans don't hear much about cell phone health risks, but researchers in Europe have linked the devices to brain tumors, DNA damage, sperm death, and early onset Alzheimer's. You can minimize your risk by knowing your mobile phone emits a basketball-sized sphere of EMF radiation. Picture a basketball with your phone in the middle, then keep that sphere away from your brain and reproductive organs. Don't hold it near your head or in your pocket, and use the speakerphone or get a corded headset or a Bluetooth headset. And before you buy your next phone, check its SAR rating to see how much exposure you're getting. Obviously, the less the better. This is Dr. Catherine Albrecht. More news and information at CatherineAlbrecht.com.
This is Building 7, a 47-story skyscraper that fell on the afternoon of September 11th.
The government says that fire brought it down. However, 1,500 architects and engineers concluded it was a controlled demolition.
Over 6,000 of my fellow service members have given their lives.
And thousands of my fellow first responders are dying.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
I'm a structural engineer.
I'm a New York City correction officer.
I'm an Air Force pilot.
I'm a father who lost his son.
We're Americans, and we deserve the truth.
Go to rememberbuilding7.org today.
It is so enlightening to listen to 90.1 FM, but finding things on the internet isn't so easy, and neither is finding like-minded people to share it with.
Oh, well, I guess you haven't heard of Brave New Books then.
Brave New Books?
Yes, Brave New Books has all the books and DVDs you're looking for by authors like Alex Jones, Ron Paul, and G. Edward Griffin. They even stock Interfood, Berkey products, and Calvin soaps.
There's no way a place like that exists.
Go check it out for yourself. It's downtown at 1904 Guadalupe Street, just south of UT.
Oh, by UT? There's never anywhere to park down there.
Actually, they now offer a free hour of parking for paying customers at the 500 MLK parking facility, just behind the bookstore.
It does exist. But when are they open?
Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and 1 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. So give them a call at 512-480-2503 or check out their events page at bravenewbookstore.com.
You are listening to the Logos Radio Network. LogosRadioNetwork.com.
You ain't re-examining those new translations you got on yourself or you're taking to church every week right now, you should really be thinking about it, because it sounds like from listening to Pastor Joy, and he's done the research and he's written a book on this, these occultists, these Satanists, they were excited about these new versions of the Bible being put out. So we're going to let Pastor Joy continue. We're going to have him recap on that part where he cut out. So go ahead, Pastor Joy.
Well, I left off with Philip Schaff, who died in 1893, and he was the chairman of the American Standard Version Translating Committee. And he was convinced that we needed an ecumenical revision, meaning that we needed a Bible that would establish a world church. And he even had a paper that was read in Chicago at the Parliament of World Religions. And in that parliament, theosophists, Madame Blavatsky's theosophists that believed in occultism, had the magazine, Lucifer Magazine, they were participants at that Parliament of World Religions. And they were so excited because they felt that this was the first time their Luciferianism was being accepted with all these other major religions. And when Philip Schaff had his paper read there, he said that we need to work with all of these people to bring forth this world church. And I'm trying to let you see what the occultists, what their agenda is. It is the breakdown of the traditional, the breakdown of the King James Bible and all of the standards and teachings associated with it, to replace it with this relativism, this subjectivism, this spiritism, actually, and where every man does what is right in his own eyes. Hmm. What we have here today are, for example, Lucifer Magazine in 1930 said the English translation called the Authorized Version, while it is dear to English people, it lacks entirely the proper spirit of the mystical Hebrew original. The very fact that Englishmen love their King James Version so much distracts their attention from the original mystical sense of the Hebrew scripture. Go then to the original tongue. So, you know why they want you to go to the original tongue? Because their men are the men that put together the so-called dictionaries and lexicons, and they are the ones that are basically leading people to not trust what they read in English and think that they are finding a clearer, better understanding of the Word of God by going to the so-called original Hebrew and Greek. Well, you need to understand, there are no original Hebrew or Greek manuscripts of the Bible today that have been preserved. All we have are copies. And God did a divine work when he used the King James translators to translate from everything that was out there and put together an English Bible that they based upon the earlier English versions as well as the other writings, the other languages that the Bible was in. But what we have today are people that think they have to go to the original, and what they don't understand, when they go to a Strong's Concordance or some other Hebrew lexicon, they are actually reading the English word in the corrupt RV. They are simply reading new translations of the Bible in the definite words. So it used to be that they derived the meaning of the Hebrew from the Bible itself by comparing scripture with scripture. But there came a time when they started using the Kabbalah and occult writings of Hebrew, and they began to take these definitions from these occult manuscripts and mix them with the Bible. And so when people read these lexicons and the Strong's Concordance, they are not reading definitions from words from conservative Christians at all. For example, Strong, James Strong, and the Strong's Concordance. He was a member of the RV Translating Committee as well as the ASV, as he yoked with these Spiritists and liberals that denied the virgin birth. They denied the Trinity, many of them. They did not believe in a perfect Bible. They believed the Bible was in error. So it's very important that we understand the whole goal of what does the original say? What does it really say in Hebrew or Greek? It's all for the purpose of creating relativism. I'll give you an example. Frederick Danker, or Donker, is the author of the popular New Testament Greek-English lexicon. He says that his lexicon opens the door to the reader's own innovative translation. This is the purpose of all of this. It is to deny certainty, deny the Word of God. And you know what's happening to the young people in America? The young people in America are saying, you know what? When y'all figure out what the Bible is, come tell me, because right now I don't care. They are discouraged. They are embracing relativism and nihilism. And it's because we have destroyed the foundations, or we are allowing these foundations to be destroyed. And we need to get back to discerning who these people are. Who are these people trying to replace our King James Bible? What is their agenda? And if you don't ask these questions, we're going to be deceived. And it's very important that we watch and be aware of the devil's devices.
Amen.
You could go through so many other things here. I would suggest that people that are questioning this, you know, the Bible says prove all things. That's a command. And remember, I read the verse in 2 Timothy 3 that said that we ought to know where these things are coming from. And the Bible tells us plainly that people are going to follow doctrines of devils in the last days. And I'm telling you plainly that these new versions are writings that have been put out by devils. That sounds shocking, but I prove it. Why else would the greatest Lucifer, followers of Lucifer, and these occult societies, why would they praise these new versions? And then you go back and find that the men behind them believed ghosts. They believed in contact with ghosts and spirits. And we've said again that the whole purpose is for you not to have assurance. And I remember preaching on the street one day in Dallas many, many years ago, and I was telling people about Jesus, and a man stood up, and he says that he was a priest of Wicca. And he said that he used to be a student at Dallas Seminary and was trying to learn about God, trying to learn about Christ. But the first thing he learned in seminary was that you can't trust the King James Bible and that you have to study the originals, but yet there's no original manuscripts left. So once he heard all of that and put two and two together, he basically left the faith, became a witch, and, you know, I had a long talk with him about the fact that we do have a Bible today, and he had been tricked by the Satanist, and this is happening all across America. People are listening to this idea, and they haven't done any research. They have not looked at who's putting out these so-called lexicons. And I would suggest that people get my book, The Word, God Will Keep It. They can go to fundamentalbooks.com. There are some chapters such as the necromancy, that means talking to dead people, so-called, the necromancy of Westcott and Hort. The Bible condemns necromancy. It condemns trying to get in touch with spirits and ghosts and such like. And I show you plainly that Westcott and Hort are the men that put out the revised version of the Bible, and these men were necromancers. And not only that, I would suggest that you get another book called Hazardous Materials by Gail Riplinger. And we'll talk about that when we come back.
Amen. That is awesome. I mean, let me tell you, people, you've really got to make sure that what you're looking at, the Bible you're looking at, make sure it's the Word of God, and that is the King James Bible. If you don't have that, you're most likely not looking at the Word of God. We'll be right back. On the other side, we'll continue this.
Mr. President, members of Congress, you've been making a lot of noise about taking our guns away. But you might want to review history. 1835, Gonzales, Texas Territory. The authorities wanted to confiscate the big gun that protected that colony. You know what the people said? Come and take it. Because they were willing to fight for their freedom and their guns. So are we.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll
have to pry it from our cold, dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
Just like Gonzalez, we're keeping our guns.
Are you the plaintiff or defendant in a lawsuit? Win your case without an attorney with Jurisdictionary, the affordable, easy-to-understand 4-CD course that will show you how in 24 hours, step by step. If you have a lawyer, know what your lawyer should be doing. If you don't have a lawyer, know what you should do for yourself. Thousands have won with our step-by-step course, and now you can too. Jurisdictionary was created by a licensed attorney with 22 years of case-winning experience. Even if you're not in a lawsuit, you can learn what everyone should understand about the principles and practices that control our American courts. You'll receive our audio classroom, video seminar, tutorials, forms for civil cases, pro se tactics, and much more. Please visit ruleoflawradio.com and click on the banner or call toll-free 866-LAW-EASY.
Have you got a Strong's Concordance on your shelf at home? Do you go to that thing regularly to find out if what you're reading is the true Word of God? You know, I used to look at one, and I just when I would start to look at it, I just got confused, and I said, "Well, there's no way for me to understand all this." They will write. There's Bibles written out there called the Amplified Version. And it supposedly expands out what the scripture really means. And I think God, I'm pretty sure God, I know God wrote what he meant in the King James Bible. It didn't have to be expanded upon. And that's another problem with all these different translations. They're full of notes. And what you find and what at groups that I've been at, when they've got these different translations, they've got, you know, supposedly the word in the middle, and then there's all these notes around it, and they spend most of the time reading the notes, never reading the actual word. And they're just reading men's opinion of something. And so that can really, you know, that we're not reading the Word of God. And that's why in every church, you know, all these new charismatic churches, evangelical churches, you know, everybody's in there. Hey, we can do what we want. You know, before I come back to the Lord, when I was living in rebellion, I used to be a bartender. And there was this group that come into to the bar, and they were in a band, and they were supposedly from supposedly a Christian band, and they would all come in there and get totally smashed. I mean, they would drink alcohol all night, and I would say, you know, ain't that wrong? I mean, you know, you're sitting here claiming to be a Christian and all this, and they're saying, no, it doesn't matter what we do. We're saved by grace. We can do whatever we want. And they're just falling down drunk, acting like fools. And that's wrong. That's not living godly. The Bible says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That's what Christ said. And falling down drunk, being drunk, the Bible says, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. And that's and Pastor Joy, you can even confirm on this that the Bible says, don't even look at the wine in the glass. We're not even supposed to look at that, right?
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's just continue on from where you left off and get people to really look at what they're, you know, all these new versions that they're looking at and wondering why they have no breakthroughs in their life and why their life is a mess, because they're not really reading the Word of God. They're in turmoil because they're reading the words of men inspired by Satan. Go ahead, Pastor.
Well, one of the most important things, again, that we can do is before we embrace a philosophy, is find out what the root of that philosophy is. I think of psychology as an example, how psychology has entered into many churches in these last days. And men like Bruce Naramore says, well, we got all of this self-love, self-image, self-esteem. We got all of that from Eric Fromm, Carl Rogers, and these other men. So he admits plainly that this philosophy was rooted in the psychology of the 1940s and et cetera. And then you go back and you say, well, who are these men? You're bringing in a philosophy. You're bringing in something new that has not been in Christianity for centuries. It didn't come from the Bible. The Bible said in the last days they'll be lovers of their own selves, and perilous times shall come. And then you go back and you say, who were these men, Eric Fromm? And then you find out that they authored a book called Ye Shall Be As Gods. They were Christ haters. They were God haters. They hated the Bible. But yet we're going to uproot the whole foundation of the Bible and bring in these new philosophies. Well, apply the same thing to the Bible controversy. There are people that are quoting men that have given us these so-called Hebrew definitions and Greek definitions, and they have given us Bibles based upon these new definitions. The question is, who are these men? Who are these men that are replacing centuries of fruit? Our whole American Republic was founded upon this godly fruit that had come from our Baptist forefathers that taught all these other denominations religious liberty and the First Amendment. It was the Baptist forefathers that taught the founding fathers about religious liberty. They were about to set up a church state until our Baptist forefathers petitioned the government after the Revolution and said, we would like to have that Bill of Rights that you promised us. And who were these men? How did we get such a godly republic when at the same time we have so much now of decay and moral relativism? Well, I'm telling you, they overthrew the Word of God. Our forefathers warned against it. They said, don't you touch that King James Bible. If you do, it will bring destruction to America and everything will unravel. And I'm telling you, if the foundations be destroyed, said the Bible, what shall the righteous do? We better get back to the Word of God, which is the foundation, the cornerstone of our morality, and we better get back to restoring it. Now, before the break, I was telling us that we need to, if you'll check out my book and the history that I have about the men behind these new versions, I would also recommend another book by Gail Riplinger, and her book, it is 1,000 and something pages, 1,203 pages, and it's called Hazardous Materials. You can get that at avpublications.com. And she has also endorsed my book, The Word, God Will Keep It. And what she does, I show a lot of the occultism and New World Order associations of the men behind the new translations and behind these so-called Greek and Hebrew lexicons. What she does is she titles her book Hazardous Materials, Greek and Hebrew Study Dangers, The Men Behind the Smokescreen. And then she lists the Strong's Concordance, lexicons, Bible dictionaries by Vine and Zodiacs, word studies by Vincent and Weist and Trench, and Hebrew-English dictionaries by Brown, Driver, and Briggs, Greek-English lexicons by Moulton, Thayer, and Docker, and Little, Greek and Hebrew texts by Metzger, Scrivener, Berry, Ginsburg, and Green, and all the other Greek and Hebrew study tools and interlinears. And what she does, oh, I tell you, they do not want her to do this. What she does is she shows child molestation. She shows homosexuality, pedophilia. She goes through and documents who these men are that are giving us these supposed better definitions of words. And she does a wonderful job in getting to the root of where these so-called lexicons and dictionaries are coming from. And, you know, people have to ask themselves, why would God give fruit? Jesus says, judge it by the tree. Judge it by its fruit. And a tree is not going to, a good tree is not going to bring forth this corrupt fruit. Well, let me ask you a question. If you have these new versions, and the preface of the new versions say that they are based upon the ASV, and the ASV is really just an American version of the RV, and the RV comes from Westcott and Hort, who were the men behind the ASV, where all these corrupt readings are coming from? And in my book, I show one man was Taylor Lewis, who was a member of the Old Testament Translating Committee of the ASV. And Taylor Lewis was known for inventing the doctrine of evolution before Darwin. And before Darwin was heard of, our own able biblical scholar, Professor Taylor Lewis, taught it. He was a Darwinist before Darwin. That was by Daniel Dorchester, Christianity in the United States. So here was a man that believed in evolution, and it's very important that people see that evolution, Darwinism, Darwinianism, is the root of all isms. A man even in the 1930s wrote a book called Darwinianism, The Root of All Ism. You could never have had the sexual revolution until you first had the scientific revolution. And remember, they began to say, if we're monkeys, if that's all we are is monkeys, let's begin to study monkeys. And that's what they did in the 1930s. They began to teach in these colleges of America that if monkeys do it, it's all right for you to do it. And I am dead serious. This is what happened. And the whole sexual revolution was based upon watching a bunch of monkeys in a cage. And what was the root of all of that? It was Darwinianism. And what was the root of Darwinianism? Taylor Lewis. And these heresies that are taught by these men that are behind the ASV and the new versions today. You had another man, Joseph Henry Thayer. He was a Unitarian who denied the divinity of Jesus. He did not believe in the infallibility of the Bible. You had Charles Marsh Meade. He was a member of the Old Testament Committee. He also denied that we have an infallible Bible today. He said, why do we rest our faith on secondary ground instead of on the primary one? In other words, he says, I just believe in Jesus up there in heaven. I don't believe in the perfection of the Bible.
Hey, I'm here.
Would you like to make more definite progress in your walk with God? Bibles for America is offering a free study Bible and a set of free Christian books that can really help. The New Testament Recovery Version is one of the most comprehensive study Bibles available today. It's an accurate translation, and it contains thousands of footnotes that will help you to know God and to know the meaning of life. The free books are a three-volume set called Basic Elements of the Christian Life. Chapter by chapter, Basic Elements of the Christian Life clearly presents God's plan of salvation, growing in Christ, and how to build up the church. To order your free New Testament Recovery Version and Basic Elements of the Christian Life, call Bibles for America toll-free at 888 888- 888-551-0102. That's 888-551-0102. Or visit us online at bfa.org.
Live Free Speech Radio, LogosRadioNetwork.com.
You're listening to The Liberty Beat, your daily source for liberty news and activist updates. Online at thelibertybeat.com. John Bush here with your Liberty Beat for April 5th, 2013. Gold opened today at $1,564, silver at $27.13, and Bitcoin is trading at $138. Today's edition of the Liberty Beat is sponsored in part by tomorrowsmealstoday.com. South Austin Market Days every Saturday from 3 to 7 p.m. at 10106 Manchac Road. And by Silver Circle Movie. Special screening Thursday, April 18th at Flicks Brewhouse in Round Rock, Texas. Information at silvercirclemovie.com. And now the news. Government documents obtained by the Partnership for Civil Justice Fund through its FOIA records request reveal that the Department of Homeland Security, an agency created after the September 11th attacks under the rubric of combating terrorism, conducts daily monitoring of peaceful, lawful protests as a matter of policy, functioning as a secret political police force against people participating in lawful, peaceful free speech activity. The heavily redacted documents show that the DHS Threat Management Division, directed by regional intelligence analysts to provide daily intelligence briefings that include a category on reporting on peaceful activist demonstrations along with domestic terrorist activity. The state of Maryland's Watershed Protection and Restoration Program passed the legislature last year mandating Howard County residents to pay an annual fee of $105 for stormwater management. The state and local governments, along with volunteer fire companies, will remain exempt from this fee. The county expects to raise around $130 million over the next 5 years to pay for stormwater restoration projects. Taxes on naturally occurring elements continue to be imposed on citizens around the country. The International Dairy Foods Administration and the National Milk Producers Federation have filed a petition asking the FDA to approve the addition of chemical sweeteners, aspartame, and sucralose to the ingredients of milk. These new additions would essentially change the definition of milk and would not require labeling. Other dairy products such as yogurt, eggnog, and whipping cream would also be included. Support for the Liberty Beat comes from PureRainUSA.com, chemical and fluoride-free bottled water available at Whole Foods and Central Market, and by Central Texas Gunworks, self-defense training, CHL courses, and firearm sales, online at CentralTexasGunworks.com. This is the Liberty Beat for April 5th, 2013. Like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheLibertyBeat.
Back in 1835, they drew a line in the sand. The folks at Gonzales had freedom on their minds. It was all because of a cannon that had kept their colony safe. But then General Santa Anna sent some Mexican troops to take the big gun away. You know what those colonists said?
Come and take it if you want.
All right, everybody, we're back on the God and Guns radio show. If you're just now joining us, or if you just turned on the radio, we got Pastor Joey Foss of Kingdom Baptist Church in Venus, Texas. The website is kingdombaptist.org. And we're talking about his book, The Word, God Will Keep It, the 400-year history of the King James Bible Only Movement. And if you want to pick up a copy of that book, or he's got two other books, which is Not the End of the World, A Defense of Biblical Literalism, or The Rod, Will God Spare It? You can pick those up at fundamentalbooks.com. You can go on there and get your copy of it today. But listen, what we were talking about before, look, if you're getting mad, If you're getting mad about what's going on right now and what you're hearing, you're thinking, I've got this Bible and it's supposed to be really good. I feel really confident in this NSAV or New King James Version. If you're getting mad, don't be mad at him. He's just telling you the truth. And I was reminded of a scripture here in Galatians 4:16 where Paul says, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Don't get mad at Pastor Joy because he's telling you the truth. That's the same that Paul was saying. Am I your enemy now because I tell you the truth? Most of the time people get mad at the message carrier. This is only the truth from God. You know, God is trying to get his word out here, trying to shake up these false foundations that Satan has laid in this country. And he's trying to get everybody back on the foundation of the word of God, the true inspired word of God. And you just need to really listen to what Pastor Joey says, buy his book, check out his claims in his book, and see if they're not true. See if what he's saying about these people isn't true. I mean, these guys, most of the time we pick up something and we look at it and we just say, well, it's a book written. It must be the authority. You know, check out Pastor Joy. See if he's the real deal. I can tell you, I know him. He is the real deal. He'll tell you the truth, whether you like it or not. He's going to speak the truth. That's just the kind of man he is. But, before we go back to what we're talking about, Pastor, I've got a caller on, and I want to take his call real quick before we go back and continue on with what we're talking about with the King James Bible only movement. So, Rocky?
Yes, sir.
Rocky, you there? Got a question or comment for Pastor Joey today?
Yes, I was wanted to comment that the God of the King James is a personal God. Like it says in 1 Timothy 3:16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. And I know some of these new versions, it says he was manifest in the flesh. And that could be anybody. But this verse clearly shows in the King James that God was manifest in the flesh. And it seems like these churches today are preaching a generic God that you can't even know. And they've taken the deity of Christ out of these new versions.
Amen to that. Pastor, you want to comment on that?
Oh, he is exactly right. And that was well said. Because, you know, we've gone through the fact that these new versions they want to turn you into relativism and deny certainty, deny proof. And but, you know, we're just touching upon the differences between the new versions and the King James Bible. And he hit upon one very important one right there. The new versions deny or at least downplay the deity of Jesus Christ. And they want to turn Jesus into a mere man. And all throughout, and there's a reason for that. There were Unitarians who did not believe in the deity of Jesus. They were liberals, the same folks that got control of public education in America. These people were the same ones upon these new version committees, and they denied the deity of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is something else they downgrade. They delete certain verses that speak of the blood of Jesus, salvation by grace. Many other very important doctrines are downgraded or denied by these new versions because of the men that are behind these translating committees. We've already seen that they are spiritist, liberals, occultists, and I could go on and on. Go ahead.
Oh, it's just exactly. There is a huge problem with that today in society. I can think of one pastor right now. It's a televangelist, T.D. Jakes. He openly admits he denies the deity of Jesus. You know, he doesn't believe that Jesus Christ is God, and as Jesus Christ was manifest in the flesh, was God manifest in the flesh?
Yeah, I believe you might be referring to United Pentecostalism, and. You know, the whole root of Pentecostalism, if you'll go back to the so-called Azusa Street revivals, it relates to what we're talking about, because if you read the journal of some of those men, they were basically trying to close their minds. They thought reason, their mind, was the great enemy, and that allowed these spirits to take over and begin to teach some of these doctrines denying. And anytime you have spirits, they always come, and I quote many of the so-called words from these spirits in my book, and they will always come and bring the doctrine that the King James Bible is not infallible and that you must trust to these other versions. And they also say that salvation is not by the grace of God through faith alone in Jesus Christ. Just try to be a good person and you can be saved. They deny the deity of Jesus Christ, his godhood. And there is a common pattern throughout the writings of these spiritists. And we need to begin to rebuke these preachers. Germany was made unbelieving by her preachers, says Spurgeon. And Spurgeon, his eyes were slowly opening right before he died to what was happening. And he began to write in 1887. Spurgeon was the great Baptist preacher there in England. And he says, a little plain speaking would do a world of good just now. These gentlemen desire to be let alone. They want no noise raised. And of course, thieves hate watchdogs and they love darkness. And what we're doing right now is what the Bible tells us to do. It tells us to reprove. It tells us to rebuke with all long suffering and doctrine and expose the unfruitful works of darkness. And these men do not want themselves exposed, but it's time to take the axe to the root of the tree and do some exposing.
Exactly. And, Rocky, do you have any other comments on that, or is that it?
No, I think that's about it. It seems like all these churches are preaching some generic God, and people will say, I believe in God, but you never hear the name of Jesus Christ. And I think that's the big difference in true Christianity. We know him personally through Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's all I
have. Amen. All right. I appreciate your call. You know, Joel Osteen is one of those who you'll rarely ever hear say Jesus. Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead and continue on.
Our caller was exactly right, that they do want a generic God. They want a God as you understand him, a God that you invent in your own mind. It's this whole hippie moral relativism that we inherited from the 60s, but the 60s was just simply a revival of Eastern mysticism in America, which is nothing but occultism. And it's the traditional theosophy of Blavatsky and the exact theology, 9 times out of 10, of these men behind the new version. I would just say one more thing. Not only do they want you to have a generic God, generic Jesus, but the main thing they're going after is the written word of God. Charles Meade was a member of the Old Testament Committee of the ASV. And remember, the ASV is the father of all modern versions. And what this man, Charles Meade, said was, a book, as a mere book, can no more be inspired than a rock. Notice what he said. So how would you like to have a new version of the Bible replacing your King James Bible written by a man who says a book cannot be inspired? He does not believe you can ever have an inspired Bible. What are we doing allowing these 501c3 churches that are sold out and compromised? You go in 9 times out of 10, you have men in the pulpit who have been to seminaries, who have been programmed to get out of that seminary and get into the pulpit and basically take away the assurance of the people, take away their belief in the Bible. And the Bible is whatever they happen to make it be in whatever sermon. And they say, well, the original says this, the original says this, the original says this. And I always say, you know, you ought to spend 10 years under the pastor and write down everywhere he says that the King James Bible should have been translated this way and ask him, you know, do we now have a perfect Bible? You know what? They'll never arrive at a perfect Bible because that's not the goal. They will always give you the latest, updated, modern revision. It is subjective nonsense is what it is. We dealt with the Old Testament Committee of the ASV. Let's talk for a moment about the New Testament Committee. Timothy Dwight served on the New Testament Committee of the American Standard Version, the ASV. He was president of Yale College. Well, Dwight was a member of the occult secret society called Skull and Bones. You can go to Frank Leslie's Popular Monthly in 1896. Among the long list of distinguished bonesmen are numbered President Timothy Dwight, Albert Clark Stevens, in the Encyclopedia of Fraternities in 1899, says the following are the names of some of the better-known Yale graduates who are bonesmen. President Dwight. Over and over again, we have...
Pastor Joey, we still there? Well, maybe a Skype cut out. We're getting real close to a break now, so... He's giving out some really good information, folks. I mean, this is good information, and you should go and check out his claims. You know, he's not making this up. He isn't just saying this stuff off, you know, the cuff of his sleeve. You know, he definitely has done the study. He spent years doing this and studying. He's got a real knack for going and studying something out to find out if it's actually true. And you know, he's actually went back. There's so much stuff going on right now over the internet where people are saying things about the founding fathers and saying these are not actual quotes. Well, Pastor Joey, you know, in some recent sermons I've heard at the church, he's actually went back and found and made sure that these quotes are actual quotes by the founding fathers. And that's what he does with what he's doing with the King James Bible. We'll be right back.
At Capital Coin and Bullion, our mission is to be your preferred shopping destination by delivering excellent customer service and outstanding value at an affordable price. Capital Coin features a great selection of high-quality coins and precious metals. In addition to providing the best prices in the nation, we want to bring you the best shopping experience both in-store and online. In addition to coins and bullion, we carry popular longevity products such as Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Pollen Burst. We offer freeze-dried storable foods by Augustin Farms, Berkey Water Products, ammunition at 10% above wholesale, and more. You can lock in a spot price with our silver pool, and we set up metals IRA accounts. Call us at 512-646-6440 for more details. We're located at 7304 Burnett Road, Suite A, about a half mile south of Anderson. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturdays, 10 to 2. Visit us at capitalcoinandbullion.com or call 512-646-6440.
Hey, Tangy Tangerine, see what you've done to me. I'm losing weight and I'm not half the man I used to be. Hey, Tangy Tangerine, you make me feel so good. I don't eat so much food. Ain't I a sight compared to what I used to be? Calcium, magnesium, selenium, and zinc. Take a moment now and think. If you have a little drink, every day will bring the life that you've been looking for.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine is available at Brave New Books, located at 1904 Guadalupe Street. The bookstore also carries the works of Dr. Joel Wallach, founder of Youngevity and creator of Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
This is the Logos Radio Network.
I fired the shot in Lexington that was heard around the world. And I was on the ramparts when the stars and stripes unfurled. And in the fields where young America for freedom fought and fell, I spit lead shot and black powder fired my thought I'd surely melt. When they cleared the ground, the redcoats turned and ran. They had to pry me from a cold dead hand. I stood with Andy Jackson in the War of 1812. Fought regulars, rifles, and light.
All right, we're back. We're having some technical issues, but we'll have them resolved here just real quick. It's not even us. It's actually Skype. We use Skype, and sometimes it just doesn't work properly. So we're working on getting Pastor Joy back on. If you got some questions for Pastor Joy, if you think what he's saying is a bunch of baloney, go ahead and give us a call. Call in and tell us why these new versions are better than the King James Bible. Call in number 512-646-1984. You know, the Bible, the King James Bible is, I mean, I used to argue this point that there was all these, I've read all these different translations out there, and they seem like they're easier to read. They seem, you know, easier flowing with today's English, and you think, oh, well, you know, this makes more sense to me. It's got all the these and thous out, and I could seem to be able to understand this better. But what they do is they subtly trick you into thinking that it's a better Bible, that you actually are going to have a better translation when they're actually taken away from the Word of God. And I think it's back in Revelation, where it says, if you take away one jot or one tittle of this book from the Bible, you know, you'll be taken away, your name will be taken away out of the book of life. And so it says right here, Revelations chapter 22, verse 19, and if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Okay, right here. I mean, this right here is, you don't want to take away from God's word. And there's, you know, as preachers out there of these 501c3 churches, they have to, you know, one of the things that we were going to lead into is why the preachers today in these 501c3 churches won't talk about this, won't talk about the King James Bible being the truly inspired Word of God, and won't bring up the issue. And I think Pastor Joy's book, he quotes some scripture in here, and this is on page 15, it starts on page 14, and he talks about why these people won't stand up today. And I'm just going to read a little bit of it. It says, multitudes of the Lord's people, as will be fully documented in this book, have claimed that no other book speaks like this King James Version. But the modern Pharisees and scribes answer the people with ridicule. They narrowly define education as indoctrination into their particular view of textual criticism. Then they mock the uneducated for thinking that the authorized version is the preserved Word of God. Interestingly, the same division occurred in regard to John the Baptist. Matthew 21:25, the baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say, from heaven, he will say unto us, why did you not then believe him? But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, because they took him for a prophet. The question is much the same today. Is the King James Version a gift of God's providence, or does it contain errors? Many scholars and pastors fear the people. They choose their words carefully, sometimes giving the impression that they believe that the authorized version is the inspired Word of God, inerrant, etc. So they, basically what we have is people are afraid today, these pastors. That's the reason they won't speak out against homosexuality in their church. They won't speak out against feminism in their church. They have women pastors in their church. They're afraid. If they start teaching these fundamental truths of the Bible, all those doctors and lawyers and psychologists and psychiatrists, all those people are going to leave their church. They're going to take their big fat checking accounts full of Federal Reserve notes, and they're going to stop giving them to that church. The pastor's going to lose half of his church. And imagine a church like Joel Osteen, who has 50,000 members in it, and all the politicians love him and all this. But imagine somebody like him losing 25,000 people right away because he began to speak the truth. Most likely, if he began to speak the truth in his church, he would lose probably all of his members of his church. I mean, they're out there. They're speaking from these new versions. They're saying, "Oh, well, see, God didn't really mean that in the King James. He didn't say really mean thou shalt not kill. He just or thou shalt not steal. He just means thou shalt not take a little bit here and there. You know, whatever they're doing, whatever they're saying, they're gonna claim that these new versions." That they're looking at the originals, and every time I hear somebody, and I used to be one that said, every time I hear somebody say that now, I'm looking at the originals. You're not looking at the original. You're not looking at the original Greek and Hebrew. Nobody has seen the original Greek and Hebrew. All we have is copies, like Pastor Joey was saying. That's all we have is copies. And the copies, and they say, okay, well, the King James translators, who most of them could speak Hebrew when they were 5 or 6 years, 5 or 6 years old, most of these King James translators could speak 4, 5, 6 different languages by the time they were age 12. And they say, oh, these guys weren't good enough. We're better now. We're more modern. We've got the new expanded Word of God, and the King James has lots of errors in it. And you can't trust it. It's like Pastor Joey was saying. They want to take away assurance. They want to say that there is no assured Word of God, an infallible Word of God. And the reason they say that, think about this. I don't have 10 years to go and study Greek and Hebrew to be able to read Greek and Hebrew. Most people don't. So this all falls back to what the Catholic Church did is – you've got to go to the so-called experts. And how many times do we hear that word thrown around today? We have experts. You got to go to the experts to be able to get the true meaning of the Word of God. So these so-called experts, a lot of times, are pedophiles. They're nuts. They're Satanists. They're skull and bones men, like Pastor was saying. These guys, they're the so-called experts. They don't want you trusting an infallible Word of God. And that's why the King James Bible was written so that the common poor man could have God's Word. That's why God made sure that the Bible was written in English, because that's the language of today. That's the language all over this planet is English. It's taught everywhere. He wanted to make sure that the poorest of the poor could read God's Word and understand it, and not have to go to some so-called expert to understand the Word of God. These so-called experts are lying to everybody. These so-called experts are leading people down the road to hell. They're not traveling the narrow path. They're traveling the wide path. Like I said, when I was a bartender, you know, these Christians come in and they're just drinking and getting, you know, so drunk that they're falling down everywhere, claiming that they're Christians. And, you know, maybe they are. I don't know. But if they are, they're backslidden Christians. And their testimony to go around and say that I'm a Christian, I love God, I love Jesus, and claim Christianity. And these guys, their testimony is an offense to God. They're bringing shame upon the Word of God. They're bringing shame on God. Looks like we got Pastor Joy back. I'm gonna go to Pastor Joy and get him back on. Pastor Joy?
Sir.
We got you back on. All right. We got you back on.
Brother.
We left off. You were talking about the bones, man, but we're about to go back into break. I tried to get you on the phone real quick, but we're about to go back to a break-in, and I just spent some time going into how we're going to talk about why the preachers today are afraid to talk about what you're talk about the truth and infallible word of God, and that they're afraid of the people. And I quoted from your book where you talk about it's the same as with when they were questioning John's baptism to Jesus. They were afraid of the multitude. They are afraid of the people. And that's what I was going. We're about to go to break here. So, like I said, if you got calls and you got a question about this, call in. Our call in number 512-646-1984. We'll be right back.
Few people realize today's cameras encode precise GPS location data into your photos. That means an online creep could use your birthday pictures to pinpoint your home. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht. Details in a moment.
Your search engine is watching you, recording all your searches, and creating a massive database of your personal information. That's creepy. But it doesn't have to be that way. Startpage.com is the world's most private search engine. Startpage doesn't store your IP address, make a record of your searches, or use tracking cookies, and they're third-party certified. If you don't like Big Brother spying on you, start over with Startpage. Great search results and total privacy. Startpage.com, the world's most private search engine.
These days, smartphones with built-in cameras are all the rage. But I bet you don't know the information hidden in the photo's digital files could invade your privacy. Many new smartphone cameras geotag photographs and videos with the exact coordinates where the images were taken. Not only are the latitude and longitude numbers recorded, but many include a mapping feature that's like putting a pin on a map. The next time you want to upload a picture of your kids in the pool to Facebook or Twitter, think twice. If you don't want strangers knowing where your children live, review your manufacturer's instructions and disable the geotagging application on your camera. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht. More news and information at CatherineAlbrecht.com.
Here at Zombie Killer Ammo and Guns, we believe that the Second Amendment guarantees our rights as citizens to be able to defend ourselves and our loved ones. We also believe that the right to carry weapons comes with the responsibility of being safe and smart about guns. So if you're going to be in the Corpus Christi area, give us a call at 361-704-6103. Ask for Chris or Portia and mention this radio ad for a 10% discount. We can ship ammo, parts, and accessories. Like us on Facebook at Zombie Killers LLC.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Micro Plant Powder. Our Micro Plant Powder is rich in iodine, probiotics, zinc, and silica to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro Plant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for some truth? You found it. LogosRadioNetwork.com.
Now All right, everybody, we're back on the God and Guns radio show, and I apologize for the technical difficulty. Sometimes, you know, technology is amazing, but when it's, you know, when it's on, it's on. When it's not, it's not. And it can give you trouble, and that we just had problem with an internet connection. But we do have Pastor Joey back up, Pastor Joey Faust, and we're actually going to take a little turn from what we were talking about, and we can pick that up on another show. But me and Pastor Joey and many of our friends and many thousands and millions of people listened to Brother Greg Dixon on Alex Jones' show yesterday. And Alex Jones asked a question on there towards the end of the interview, and I thought Pastor Joy had a really good, you know, Brother Dixon's answer was just fine, but I think Pastor Joy could expand on that. But Alex was asking, you know, why are these pastors doing it? Are they saved? Or why are they doing this? Why are they submitting to these 501c3s? Why are they doing it? Why ain't they speaking up? And I talked to Pastor Joey about this yesterday, and I thought he had a good insight on that. So, Pastor Joey, why don't you go ahead and share that?
Sure. Well, the reason they are not speaking up is because, number one, we have a version of Christianity where, you know, Jesus is presented as feminine with long hair, and his masculine attributes are denied. We have a feminized version of Christianity, but that's by design. And you have to go to the root of this whole thing. We looked at what Satan said in the garden, shall not surely die. So there is a denial of the fear of God that is satanic. We need to get back to teaching Christians about the judgment of Christ. And you have so many Christians now that are taught that they have nothing to fear. I believe in eternal security. I believe in once saved, always saved. But I also believe there is fear at the judgment seat of Christ. We need to fear God, and that we're going to be held accountable for what we do. So now that Satan has convinced preachers there is no accountability, we need to go look at his first root, which was half God said. And when the Bible, our certainty and trust in the Bible is destroyed, many of these preachers are going to seminaries or learning in Bible schools where the first thing they are taught, I mean, they go into these colleges and these seminaries, the first thing they are taught is that King James Bible is not the Word of God, and that only the originals are the Word of God. And as we've already said, are no originals. So therefore, everything becomes subjective, and they come out of those colleges thinking that they have the skills of textual criticism. And, you know, there's a division taking place right now between, I said years ago, or 20 years ago, based upon Revelation 20, that people are going to soon be persecuted. They are going to die for the Word of God. I believe they know where the Word of God is, and they believe in it. They know that it has been preserved, it is infallible. But right now, you're having a division take place between Christians' cause. On one side, you're having this 501c3 type of state-controlled churches. The other side, you're having people that are waking up and understanding why is it that those that are waking up and are understanding, they are also King James only, see? Our understanding that we have to get back to the Word of God and seeing what has happened to us about this land. So I'm telling you that until we get back to the foundation of the King James Bible, you are not going to have men with any certainty or any authority. It's all about final authority. And these scholars want the authority to be in them, see? And it's an ever-changing authority. Always going to give you the next updated and improved version. There's never an assurance that thus saith the Lord. And they like it that way. That is the whole design of moral relativism. Well, now your foundations are shaken. And once the foundations are destroyed, what shall the righteous do? So now that your foundation in God speaking to you through the Bible has been destroyed, now you are a sitting duck for propaganda. You're a sitting duck for their New World Order propaganda that Manly P. Hall says we're going to use the same techniques as the Nazis to destroy this faith in the King James Bible so we could get them to believe in Codex Sinaiticus and all of these other new versions and manuscripts that are supposedly to replace the King James Bible. Now, it's an amazing thing to see by design. We are at war. We are at war now, a spiritual war, a spiritual battle. This thing goes deeper, just some of these external things. And what I would call people to do, as you study conspiracies, as you study what's happening in America, you better get to the root of this whole thing. And that is that these skull and bones men, these New World Order occult Luciferians, they are giving you a new Bible, and they have worked to bring forth a new Bible in America. And this is the heart of this whole thing, because the Bible is the cornerstone. It's the foundation. And we need to understand that these skull and bones men were on the translating committee of these new versions. That's why you have this connection. That's why these Satanists love these new versions. And, we need to get at the heart of this thing. So, years ago, in 1993, Gail Riplinger wrote a book called New Age Bible Version. She began to first expose there was a New World Order, a One World Order agenda that she found in the new versions themselves, how they were lining up with the writings of Blavatsky and these Luciferians. And what I did in my book was just simply expose even further their necromancy and spiritism and contact with devils, some of the secret society. And again, she went with her hazardous materials, showed some of the homosexuality and pedophilia. Now look how all this comes together. Paganism. It has been said that bisexuality is the heart of all paganism. So that's why Blavatsky dressed like a man, her hair like a man, came out this whole version of Christianity that she did. This effeminate, taking men, feminizing them is at the very heart of occultism. This homosexual movement that we see today, the sissifying of men and of creatures today, it is all by design. It is an occult agenda. What Satan wants to do is simply pervert God's highest creation on earth, which was man, and wants to pervert it. God said he made a male and female. Satan wants to pervert it where the man and the woman become this androgynous creature. And, of course, we see right there in the garden that Adam lost his manhood, submitted and allowed his wife to lead the home spiritually, and, or you know it, he's sewing aprons with Eve. Now, you see this whole downgrade of his masculinity and of his leadership, and it's a satanic attack. It was in this order. God said, I, the word of God. Second, you don't have to fear, thou shalt not surely die. Then finally, you shall be as God. Perversion of God's creation. So now what we have in our society, we have men who are being feminized. It goes back to this paganism that is in these new Bibles, this occultism, and it's a denial of reason, it's a denial of rational thinking based upon the Word of God. And you look at the Baphomet of Mason, you know, he's half female, half man. This is the God they worship. This is this perverted, androgynous God that they worship. And in our society today, we need to wake up men.
Yeah, well, that is a well put what you said a while ago. Next thing you know, he's sewing aprons with Eve. And that is so true. That's what men are doing today, sewing aprons with Eve. They're letting women run the household. They're letting women run the churches. Hey, if you got a question, call in number 512-646-1984. We'll be right back.
It is so enlightening to listen to 90.1 FM, but finding things on the internet isn't so easy, and neither is finding like-minded people to share it with.
Oh, well, I guess you haven't heard of Brave New Books then.
Brave New Books?
Yes, Brave New Books has all the books and DVDs you're looking for by authors like Alex Jones, Ron Paul, and G. Edward Griffin. They even stock Interfood, Berkey products, and Calbin soaps.
There's no way a place like that exists.
Go check it out for yourself. It's downtown at 1904 Guadalupe Street, just south of UT.
By UT? There's never anywhere to park down there.
Actually, they now offer a free hour of parking for paying customers at the 500 MLK parking facility, just behind the bookstore.
It does exist. But when are they open?
Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and 1 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. So give them a call at 512-480-2503 or check out their events page at bravenewbookstore.com.
Are you the plaintiff or defendant in a lawsuit? Win your case without an attorney with JurisDictionary, the affordable, easy-to-understand 4-CD course that will show you how in 24 hours, step by step. If you have a lawyer, know what your lawyer should be doing. If you don't have a lawyer, know what you should do for yourself. Thousands have won with our step-by-step course, and now you can too. JurisDictionary was created by a licensed attorney with 22 years of case-winning experience. Even if you're not in a lawsuit, you can learn what everyone should understand about the principles and practices that control our American courts. You'll receive our audio classroom, video seminar, tutorials, forms for civil cases, pro se tactics, and much more. Please visit ruleoflawradio.com and click on the banner or call toll-free 866-LAW-EASY. Please visit ruleoflawradio.com and much more.
Foundation is not built on the Word of God. If your foundation is not based in Christ, if it's not based in the true, infallible Word of God, the King James Bible, you're going to rock back and forth. You're going to be tossed to and fro like a boat in the ocean in a hurricane. You're just going to be tossed to and fro. And what does it say, Pastor Joey? Remind me, or correct me if I say this wrong, but it's a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
And that's what we got. Go ahead. Go ahead, Pastor.
Absolutely. We have double-minded man unstable in all his ways, and if we're not sure of what the Word of God is, how can we be stable? How can we have a sure foundation of the Word of God? Nobody knows what the Word of God is. And they're continuing to make money.
Yeah, every year, and I was saying this during the break, is it's just like the Book of Mormon or any of the other, for the last 20 years, seems like every year or two, we've got a new and updated version of the Bible. It's even better. Now we have the Word of God than a year or two. We kind of missed it here, so now we're going to give you even this better one and just keep coming back and buying those Bibles from us, because all those Bibles are copyrighted, correct, Pastor Joey?
Absolutely, absolutely. and such as the NIV, they're copyrighted by folks that associated with the publishing of the Satanic Bible and a lot of homosexual books, by the way.
Oh, man. Well, Pastor, we got a caller here, and I want to go to him because we're in the final segment of the show, and So we're going to take a call. You all right with that?
Yes, sir.
Justin, you're on the air with Pastor Joey Foss, the Kingdom Baptist. You got a question or comment for Pastor Joey today?
Yes, sir. And maybe I got in on this a little late. Maybe you guys already covered this, but so my question is, are you saying that, I mean, like New International Version, English Standard Version, stuff like that is bad?
Absolutely. Not only bad, but satanic.
Okay. So, I mean, basically, I mean, you're saying King James is it as far as an English translation?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And Pastor, hey, Justin, don't go off yet. Pastor, kind of expand on that for a minute or so and explain to him why you're saying that. In case, when did you just start listening, Justin, or catching the tail end of the show, or did you listen from the very beginning?
I got in on this conversation. I just got in my car and turned it on and was listening to you guys, and I wasn't sure if that was what you guys were saying or not, so I thought I'd call in. And
okay, well, hang on just a second. Don't hang up real quick. Pastor Joey, why don't you expand on that for a minute or two and explain to him why you're saying that?
Sure. Well, first of all, there are considerable differences, big differences between New Versions and the King James Version. There are doctrinal differences, such as the deity of Christ being diminished, the New Versions. But the root of this whole thing is that those that are on the translating committee of these new versions, men behind these new versions, are not men and women that, for what we call a fundamental Christian, some of them perhaps were on members of occult societies such as Skull and Bone, some were lesbians, some were child molesters and liberals, Darwinians, believe in evolution. These people had an agenda, create a new form of Christianity. Masonry was involved. The NASV, we've been talking about the ASV, shown the Skull and Bones and the Darwinians and the liberals were behind the ASV, which is the root of these modern versions here in America. They finally updated it by the Lockman Foundation. The Lockman Foundation produced NASV, just simply a little updated version of the ASV. It's the same thing. However, what we find out is that the Lockman Foundation associated with Masonry. So it's just as clear as can be. So we have the New American Standard Bible published by the Lockman Foundation, and Dewey Lockman was a member of the Masonic Order. You can find that on Lockman.org. I mean, that's not some secret information. Go to Lockman.org, and you'll see he was a member of Masonic Society. What I'm saying is that there is a New World Order agenda to bring all religions together, and the only way this can happen is by feminizing Christianity so it loses what they call narrow-mindedness. You know? And so we have
you on the
hold on, Pastor Joey. Go ahead, Justin. Go ahead, Justin.
I'm on board with all of that. I'd never heard anybody say this before. So mostly the versions I've read are the NIV, the New International Version, or the ESV, the English Standard Version. Are both of those? I mean, the same kind of deal as the ASV.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, in many ways, they're even worse because I'm documenting the ESV and the NAS. The NIV even takes greater liberties toward occultism and, this neutralized Christianity.
Okay, hold on just a second. Justin, I think he's trying to ask you something, Pastor. Hold on. Go ahead, Justin.
If we could get a specific verse, maybe like what does the King James say and what does the English Standard Version saying, if you could give me a side-by-side comparison of the same verse in those two different translations and explain exactly what you're talking about there.
Oh, absolutely. We have many times at the earlier part of the program, just one thing, which is denial of certainty, the denial of reason, there are differences between the New Bible and the King James Bible in Acts chapter 1 says fallible proofs. NIV says convincing proof, where the King James says that is certain, we can carry nothing out. NIV says we can take nothing out of it. The King James Bible in Proverbs 22 says that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth. NIV says, teaching you to be honest. The King James Bible in 2 Timothy 3 says, we have these things that we have learned and been assured of. The NASB, of course, says, be convinced of. Jesus says in John 5, search the scriptures. NIV says, you study the scriptures, moving the command. Over and over, we have where God says that we might be saved from unreasonable men. You know, this has been removed from the New Version. And of course, you could look at 1 Timothy 3:16, that says God was manifest in the flesh. The NIV changes that and says he was manifest in the flesh, meaning that, you know, no, nobody knows who he's talking about here. And so that's the deity of Jesus denied by the NAV. You can look at 1 John 5:7, where it says that there are three that bear record in heaven, and that has been removed from the IV. It attacks the blood of Jesus, the deity of Jesus. And they're not content to rest there. They recently, not long ago, tried to publish a new version, androgynous version, you know, a gender-neutral version that further attacks masculinity and the masculinity of God. It was such an outcry in America. America wasn't ready for it. They published it over in Europe. That just shows what the agenda is. It will continue toward their androgyny, neutralization of your manhood, of your reason, of your thinking, where you become enslaved to the New World Order. You are passive, controlled, dominated,
and
no backbone.
I get what you're saying, and I'm not saying it's, and that may be the case, and I definitely believe that Satan has probably worked his way into a lot of these committees that have done these extra versions. But I'll tell you, I grew up out in West Texas, and you know, we grew up reading the NIV, and I guarantee you the men out in West Texas are not being feminized. And I can.
Well, it's all in our definition of feminism. Of being feminized. It might not be feminized in the sense that, you know, that they might still have some of their physical manliness, but what they're starting to lose is the ability to reason. And I'm not necessarily saying them, but this is the devil's goal. He wants us to lose some of those masculine virtues, contending for the truth and that type of thing. And the NIV, you know, had a lesbian upon the translating committee. And you see that the NIV is bringing forth this sloppy, objective type of Christianity. And so check some of those verses. They even deleted verses out of the Bible. I'll start looking at some of these and show how it goes from one verse. Even the numbering system, they don't even change it. They're just missing numbers out of the verses. So.
Justin, I would recommend that you go to kingdombaptist.org, and Pastor Joy just did a sermon, if you can remind me, recently about feminization of men. A lot of people just think it's acting girly, and it's not. And could you name the name of that sermon, Pastor Joy, real quick?
I'm not sure which one you're referring to, but definitely there's a lot of sermons like that on our website. We are documenting this agenda, feminize men to keep them from standing for the truth.
Yeah. Justin, you got anything else before we go?
Yeah, no, it's very interesting, and I'll definitely check it out. And thank you for answering my question.
All right. Thank you, Justin.
Uh-huh.
Pastor Joy, I do appreciate you being on the show again. You want to give any last words? You got about 20 seconds.
Well, thank you for having me, Brother Larry. I appreciate what you're doing. let's just get to the root of what's happening here in America. Let's get back to the foundations. Let's be repairers of the breach, restorers of the foundations. And just remember, if you start dealing with the foundations, the devil's going to come out of the woodwork. It's not going to be happy. The Bible says we have to do it, and
Amen.
We need to do it. Let's contend for the faith.
Amen.
Bibles for America is offering absolutely free a unique study Bible called the New Testament Recovery Version. The New Testament Recovery Version has over 9,000 footnotes that explain what the Bible says verse by verse, helping you to know God and to know the meaning of life. Order your free copy today from Bibles for America. Call us toll free at 888-551-0102 or visit us online at bfa.org. This translation is highly accurate and it comes with over 13,000 cross-references, plus charts and maps and an outline for every book of the Bible. This is truly a Bible you can understand. To get your free copy of the New Testament Recovery Version, call us toll-free at 888-551-0102. That's 888-551-0102. Or visit us online at bfa.org.
You're listening to the Logos Radio Network at logosradionetwork.com.